men, after all. She was sure they'd try to remain unseen so as not to disturb her, but she'd got very good at spotting them. They granted wishes. Not the magical fairy tale three wishes, the ones that always go wrong in the end, but ordinary, everyday ones. The Nac Mac Feagle were immensely strong and fearless and incredibly fast, but they weren't good at understanding that what people said often wasn't what they meant. One day in the dairy, Tiffany had said, "I wish I had a sharper knife to cut this cheese," and her mother's sharpest knife was quivering in the table beside her almost before she'd got the words out. "I wish this rain would clear up," was probably okay, because the Feagles couldn't do actual magic, but she had learned to be careful not to wish for anything that might be achievable by some small, determined, strong, fearless and fast men, who were also not above giving someone a good kicking if they felt like it. Wishes needed thought. She was never likely to say out loud, "I wish that I could marry a handsome prince," but knowing that if you did, you'd probably open the door to find a stunned prince, a tied-up priest, and a Nac Mac Feagle grinning cheerfully and ready to act as best man, definitely made you watch what you said. But they could be helpful, in a haphazard way, and she'd taken to leaving out for them things that the family didn't need but might be useful to little people, like tiny mustard spoons, pins, a soup bowl that would make a nice bath for a Feagle, and, in case they didn't get the message, some soap. They didn't steal the soap. Her last visit to the ancient burial mound high on the chalk down where the Pictses lived had been to attend the wedding of Rob Anybody, the big man of the clan, to Jeanie of the Long Lake. She was going to be the new Kelda and spend most of the rest of her life in the mound, having babies like a queen bee. Feagles from other clans had all turned up for the celebration, because if there's one thing a Feagle likes more than a party, it's a bigger party. And if there's anything better than a bigger party, it's a bigger party with someone else paying for the drink. To be honest, Tiffany had felt a bit out of place, being 10 times as tall as the next tallest person there, but she'd been treated very well, and Rob Anybody had made a long speech about her, calling her our fine big wee yun hag, before falling face first into the pudding. It had all been very hot and very loud, but she joined in the cheer when Jeanie had carried Rob Anybody over a tiny broomstick that had been laid on the floor. Traditionally, both the bride and the groom should jump over the broomstick, but equally traditionally, no self-respecting Feagle would be sober on his wedding day. She'd been warned that it would be a good idea to leave then, because of the traditional fight between the bride's clan and the groom's clan, which could take until Friday. Tiffany had bowed to Jeanie, because that's what hags did, and had a good look at her. She was small and sweet and very pretty. She also had a glint in her eye and a certain proud lift to her chin. Nac Mac Feagle girls were very rare, and they grew up knowing they were going to be Kelders one day. And Tiffany had a definite feeling that Rob Anybody was going to find married life trickier than he'd thought. She was going to be sorry to leave them behind, but not terribly sorry. They were nice, in a way, but they could, after a little while, get on your nerves. Anyway, she was 11 now, and had a feeling that after a certain age you shouldn't slide down holes in the ground to talk to little men. Besides, the look that Jeanie had given her just for a moment had been pure poison. Tiffany had read its meaning without having to try. Tiffany had been the Kelder of the clan, even if it was only for a short time. She had also been engaged to be married to Rob Anybody, even if that had only been a sort of political trick. Jeanie knew all that, and the look had said, "He is mine. This place is mine. I do not want you here. Keep out." A pool of silence followed Tiffany and Miss Tick down the lane, since the usual things that rustle in hedges tended to keep very quiet when the Nac Mac Feagle were around. They reached the little village green and sat down to wait for the carrier's cart that went just a bit faster than walking pace and would take 5 hours to get to the village of Two Shirts, where, Tiffany's parents thought, they'd get the big coach that ran all the way to the distant mountains and beyond. Tiffany could actually see the cart coming up the road when she heard the hoofbeats coming across the green. She turned, and her heart seemed to leap and sink at the same time. It was Roland, the Baron's son, on a fine black horse. He leapt down before the horse had stopped and then stood there looking embarrassed.
"I see a very fine and interesting example of a big stone over there," said Miss Tick in a sticky, sweet voice. "I'll just go and have a look at it, shall I?" Tiffany could have pinched her for that. "'Ah, you're going, then,' said Roland, as Miss Tick hurried.